This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, stage hypnotist, husband of a movie star, convicted con man. Alex?
Actually, these are all ways to describe a gentleman our contributor Jennifer Sharp has been researching for years. And finally she found him and brings us this story about the charming charlatan who calls himself Dr. Dante.
After years of Googling him, I'd read that he was finally out of prison and living in a rural trailer park outside San Diego.
Dr. Ronald Dante.
I like your car.
I like your outfit.
Oh, thank you.
You look great.
Oh,
hey.
In a purple silk scarf, gold whistle medallion, and rubber blue clogs, the self-proclaimed doctor looked more like a deposed rock star than a former stage hypnotist.
Arms growing very, very heavy, three. The muscles about your neck and shoulders beginning to loosen.
I'd been fascinated with him ever since getting a copy of his 1960s press kit at a garage sale.
Look at that.
In photo after photo, the Sunset Strip hypnotist appeared next to celebrities.
They're all dead now, these people. Guy Lombardo, Benny Goodman, I remember working with him.
Always looking a little more confident than they did.
She's alive. Charo. Roy Rogers would never look at me. He thought I would hypnotize him.
With his dreamy eyes and his luminescent bulb of white hair.
I used to spray it with radiator paint. If I was with a girl, the next day we'd wake up and the pillow would be all gray, radiator paint gray.
As the cover of his press kit announced in a headline, he'd been the seventh husband of actress Lana Turner.
It was limo here, limo there, everything, limo, limo, limo. It was no fun at all. It was just a dull, boring thing.
But it wouldn't be until years later that his name would come up again in a different kind of headline.
Everything I said was honest and above board.
In 2004, at the age of 73, Dante had been sentenced to 8 months in prison for having run Columbia State University, a notorious mail order school that for roughly $3,000 offered 27-day PhDs, granted for life experience and not much book learning.
Even doctors, you don't think they need biochemistry. What doctor do you know?
What do you think a doctor needs to know?
One-tenth of what he learns. One-tenth of what he gets. He learns through experience. He learns through people that he works with, works on. It's not how you know it, whether you learned it in a dream or a nightmare. It's whether you know it. So why not just do it?
Years earlier, Dante had opened a cosmetic school called the Permaderm Academy that taught students the art of tattooed-on makeup, even though he'd only completed 1 hour of training himself.
Now, I didn't really know how to do this that well, so I had my hand in a cast, in a fake skiing accident. And I said, always go light, you can always go deeper later on.
Before the judge could sentence him for issuing false dermatology degrees, he fled to Mexico, where from his 80-foot yacht, he then launched Columbia State University.
I guess there's some of me that is a con man. You know, I go in the gray area a lot, but so does everyone else. I mean, look at about the war, I mean, that's gray, 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 gray. I don't outwardly steal. But I go gray.
What was your life like when you were on this yacht as a fugitive?
Delightful, yeah. We netted $750,000 a week.
His first entrepreneurial success had been during the Depression on the streets of Chicago, where as a runaway orphan, he'd come up with a scheme to sell $3 watches for $50.
And for another nickel, I bought a blue velour case, and I put a price tag in there for like $130. But it looked great.
A few years later, while still living on the streets, he'd contracted tuberculosis and turned to a hobo hypnotist for help.
But I remember he had his teeth, they were all loose, and he said, all right, run, we're going to do this. And he hypnotized me, and he actually cured me. And then he taught me how to do hypnosis.
Choosing the name Dr. Dante for himself when he was 19, his persona as Mr. Hypnotism was born.
I would like a young, slender, sober, 17-year-old and older woman.
I started in 1940 at the Shapery in Chicago, in the 50s Blinstrup's, then the Raffles Hotel in Singapore, and then Madison Square Garden, the only hypnotist ever to work at Madison Square Garden, and Excelsior, Tropicana, Las Vegas.
But the 60-year stage veteran was now standing in the back of his trailer, unable to get the Furby doll in his hand to respond.
Hey, Furby! Am I doing something wrong? Is that on? Usually it talks back to me. Hey, Furby! Oh. Talk to me, Furby. Hey, Furby. What can I tell you?
Now scraping by on $600 a month, one of his latest enterprises is selling an instructional DVD on how to make scented paper flowers.
I sculpt these roses. They're kind of neat, huh?
And what is this?
This is toilet paper.
And he saved up just enough to take out an ad in a magic magazine.
It says, learn how magicians are making $10,000 a show, learn in only 2 days, risk-free, by legendary entertainer Dr. Dante. And I'll charge like $1,500 for a 2-day seminar, workshop. Hopefully this will bring me right up to snuff again.
And after all, he did once make millions. So what's his secret to success?
The secret is, I don't know if I should tell you or not, the secret of selling is we're sold out.
He stared at me powerfully, and like so many before me, I looked back at him completely under his spell.
Mr. Hypnotism, Dr. Dunn.
For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sharp.
And you can find pictures from Dr. Dante's press kit at our website, npr.org.